Now is the time to prepare for a blissful day as we read the Rhapsody of Realities, a daily devotional authored by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome from Love World.
Today's Rhapsody title is A Manifestation of His Goodness. The opening scripture from John 10:10, the Amplified Classic Version, reads, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in all abundance, to the full, till it overflows." Pastor says to us today, the Lord Jesus said he came that we may have and enjoy life to the full. Aren't you glad about that? He lived and died and came back to life to see to it that nothing cheats you out of his perfect will for you. In 3 John 1 verses 2, he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth." In this verse, the Apostle John describes the comprehensive prosperity of the human person, which includes spiritual, material, and physical well-being. God knows that without sound health, you can't enjoy the life that he gave you. That's why he sent us to heal the sick. Divine healing is a manifestation of his goodness. Acts 10 verse 38 reads, further emphasizes this truth. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God sent Jesus and he went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. The Bible shows that he gave us the same charge. He said in Matthew 10 verse 8, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." Luke 9 verse 2 says, referring to the disciples, "And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." Hallelujah. Think about Peter and John at the gate of the temple called Beauty. They encountered a man who had been lame from birth, begging for alms. The Bible says, "Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." That's Acts 3 verse 6. The man previously unable to walk was healed instantly, and he entered the temple with Peter and John, praising God. The crowd, astonished at the miraculous healing, saw in the hitherto lame man the manifestation of the goodness of God. God doesn't want people sick, weak, or broken. That's why he sent us to take healing to the nations. Hallelujah. If you'd like to repeat after me, let's take this confession together. I declare that Satan has nothing in me. I walk in the transcendent, victorious, and ever triumphant life in Christ Jesus. I am a partaker of the divine nature with a life that's sickness proof. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've been uplifted by the reading of the Rhapsody of Realities today. The Rhapsody of Realities is available in all the known languages of the world. If you require a copy, please contact Love World Northampton Church on 07341 617 037 or loveworldnorthampton.org. You are also welcome to worship with us at Love World Northampton Auditorium at 64 Harborough Road in Kingsthorpe, NN2 7SH. God bless you.